How do you stay thankful when your world is falling apart? When you wake up in the morning, knock on doors, and you're waiting for the answers to those doors, but you return to bed at night and the doors are still unlocked. When you are working towards moving something forward, but it seems to be moving double steps backward. We all can pour out of a steady stream of thankfulness when life is meeting our expectations, but those moments and those times that are chaotic, when you do not receive the answers to your hopes and prayers, are the times when the word Thanksgiving sounds like a sword tearing through our flesh. Today, I would like to talk about Thanksgiving in the midst of chaos.
Hi, I am Manny Ebert, a certified trauma recovery coach who supports individuals to identify the root cause of their struggles and break barriers. I am here to encourage you when you feel down, to equip you with tips and strategies for an excellent life so you can evolve to your next best level. Thank you for returning to this podcast. If you are here for the first time, please fill the contact form so we can welcome you to the community.
For a number of years, I had a great morning routine. Well, most days I did, but it fell off without me realizing. It then became a routine for me to wake up, pick up my phone, head to my inbox, and hit refresh. I would expand my eyes to adjust to the lights from my phone, then contract them again so I could sternly look at my inbox. I could see for the 12th time in less than 5 minutes that the message I had been expecting had not come through. Yet I refused to accept what my eyes were communicating to me. Somehow I wanted it to change. There were other messages in my inbox, don't get me wrong, but I would ignore all of them and stay laser focused on that one that isn't there. So to satisfy my needs for information, I would then move to the news feed, filling my mind with contradictory information about everything going on in the world right now from multiple sources, which just leads to more chaos in the early hours of the day. When that seemed distant and distressing, I head to social media to bring it home by getting updates from people I am kind of connected to. Then came this particular morning. I felt so worried from stuffing my soul with food that weighs it down, information that caused my heart to run helter-skelter and choke my breath. My ears were pounding and my eyes were just filling with tears and then letting it fall out freely. Through my blurry eyes, I spotted my notebook and pen on a nightstand close to my bed. When did my phone replace my notebook? This used to be the first stop out of bed to write my dreams and the things I'm thankful for each morning. Unknown to me, I had completely fallen off the cracks for months. There had been so much uncertainty going on in the global world, and I had let this slip into my own corner of my world. I had thought if I could just have that one response, that one that I'm waiting, that I've been chasing, then there will be some certainty I could hold on to. In the chase of that one thing, which led to dissatisfaction, overwhelm, worry, resentment, bitterness, loss of sleep, an inability to function the way I used to. I had lost sight of everything else that was working, everything else that brought joy, calm, and peace. But how do we actually stop the whirlwind internally and calm that inner chaos so it doesn't spill into everything we see around us? It all comes down to the focal point, to perception. The things that have our focus. What I focus on grows and it determines what I experience. So the breakthrough comes when I start to shift my focus to find the positives happening in and around me. These things are there all along with the negatives and dashed hopes, but it stays in my blind spot because my focus had been on that one thing, the thing I'm expecting, which I think is not working. And I said, I think it's not working because I might think it's not working, but in reality, things might be working behind the scenes, which I do not see. What is it in your world right now, right here, that is good? You see, fixation on things that we have no control over leads to being more out of control. The shift will be to look at the things we have control over, like what is it in our environment that we can be grateful for, which will bring calm and peace. We may be celebrating Thanksgiving this week in Canada and maybe other parts of the world in the next couple of weeks, but if we are being honest with ourselves, we are constantly surrounded with negativity and complaining, which crawls into and out of us from time to time. But we can develop practices that increase gratefulness in our life. There are three things which help me and could help you shift your focus, your mood, and attitude to one of serenity and daily triumph. The first thing is to take a picture of something you are thankful for daily. In the course of your day, what do you see or hear that triggers feelings of gratitude? Capture that moment with a mental picture, or if it's something physical, take out your phone and snap it. Then set aside a few moments towards the end of the day to describe that picture. This will help you capture the great things going on in your life that you could have missed if you didn't focus on it. The second thing is to thank the people you come in contact with daily. You could thank the grocery store clerk for serving you or for supporting you find a product. You can thank your partner for walking alongside you in the journey of life, for lessons you have learned in the relationship. You can thank your children for bringing out skills in you which you never knew exist. Just take about 2 seconds, look them in the eye and simply say, thank you. Sometimes you don't need to have a reason to be thankful, but you can just choose to say, thank you, at that moment. They may ask, why do you say thank you? Or why do you thank me? I bet you an answer will come out of your mouth before you blink. When you say thank you to the people you come in contact with daily, not only does this build connection with people, but it also fuels positive energy. The third thing is to accept compliments from people. Many of us turn down compliments. When someone compliments our character, our looks, or accomplishments, we downplay it and say, oh, it's nothing. Or, are you sure? Or, anyone can do it. My friend, when next you get a compliment, bite your lip and say, thank you. When you do this, it raises your mood. It releases those amazing hormones and chemicals in our body that do good things for us, like improve our health, help us better manage adversities, and it also helps us build great relationships. The world is filled with all sorts of atrocities, adversities, and amazing things as well. You can choose what you let into your internal world. I hope you choose well for your wellness. God bless you. In this episode, I shared 3 things that helped me cultivate an attitude of gratitude. Which of them got stuck with you that you are going to implement in your own life? Please share with me the changes you make and the transformation that you see from implementing one or more of the 3 things I mentioned. If you have been enjoying this podcast, please consider sharing it with someone in your life, a friend, a family member, a co-worker, or anyone you meet that you think would benefit from listening to this podcast. When you do this, you help others find it as well. And you can also support this podcast by writing a review about it on the listening platform. This will help the podcast come up and other people can find it too. Thank you so much for listening today. Take care. You are amazing.